Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the final episode of Ari's season of Will You Accept This Rose? I have a little present for you. Okay, I mentioned this in the last podcast. I have a discount code for you guys for this company, Juice Beauty. Let me put it this way. Gwyneth Paltrow from Goop, this is the company that she used. She did like a beauty line with Goop, and she paired up with Juice Beauty because this, it's all organic. This, it's run by women. It's made to nourish your skin. They have both skincare and cosmetics. They have beautiful lip glosses. They have beautiful makeup. I like, there's like a emulsion formulas. They have skin oil. I'm really dehydrated, so like skin oil always works really well on me, but a lot of companies make me break out, and I gotta tell you, I am a fan so far. I'm probably gonna use this code to go through and buy a bunch of stuff from them because they sent me a box and now I want more. But they want you to know that your skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it. So you should be careful about what you put on it. That means that what you put on your skin is just as important as what goes in your body. And it's a Juice Beauty is a skincare and makeup line. It's made with certified organic ingredients that promise to always formulate with a, without potentially harmful ingredients. And it's made in Katie's hometown. So in order to get your discount, you go to juicebeauty.com/rose. And when you go to the checkout, you check out with Rose20. It's exclusive savings on your first order. That's juicebeauty.com/rose and Rose20 at checkout. And even just like popping around their website, there's I like makeup. I mean, the lip gloss looks really great. The cheeks look really great. It's stuff that's not going to upset your face or your eyes. And I don't know. Everybody likes to feel sassy. Listen, we've been through a lot this week, and I don't know about you, but my skin and my face are tired, so I need all the help I can get. Bye. Hi, guys. It's Arden. Okay, so we have some news. Some of you guys have been asking. Katie is leaving Nerdist, and so we are going independent. And I, first of all, more than anything, I just wanted to thank Nerdist. We love Nerdist. There's only good vibes towards, between us and Nerdist. I'm so grateful to have launched there. It's been so fun, and thank you to Katie for picking it up. And so, but we are going independent, and we have built a website, and here's the most amazing thing. Since we mentioned this last week, Squarespace messed up, and we said we're going to be www.rosepodcast.com, and we bought the domain, and they didn't hook it up, and some, you're probably out there listening, some asshole bought it and wants like $1,100. Well, guess what? You're not getting our money, so we bought another domain, and we think it's kind of fantastic. It's called, get ready, our new home will be, for real, www.rosepodcast.vodka. That's right. www.rosepodcast.vodka. That's for real, our fucking domain. The website is sort of a work in progress. We built the entire thing all weekend, and because Squarespace screwed us over, we had to leave. So It'll all be up and running in the next week, but there's a bunch of episodes on there. And you can link, even more importantly, to our bonus episodes on our Patreon page. So if you miss us and you're sad it's the last episode of the season, join Patreon for a couple bucks a month. You can get access to bonus episodes and let us know what you want to hear, who you want us to interview, what kind of things you want to hear about. And we're going to do at least one, maybe two, maybe more a month. And that'll be year round. And we have all sorts of fun things. And, you know, it's basically the biggest part of the podcast is you guys. It's truly my favorite thing that I do. I've never been on a team, and this is the community that I feel a part of, and I could not be more grateful. And that's why we're doing Patreon, because now there's some overhead, because we going on the road, y'all. All right, guys, so there you go, www.rosepodcast.vodka. Thanks, fucker, who bought the website. We got a better website now. Bye.
Oh, babe, do you hear? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here we go. I'm sorry. I'm just going to do it for a second. Oh, my God. We're here. Let's end with a bang, you guys. Will you accept this cable issue? Going into the audio. It's the needle dick of cable. Doesn't quite get it right. They get it okay. Doesn't quite get it right, needle dick. Oh my God, you're not even going to believe who's here. You're not even going to believe who's here, America.
Uh-oh, you just got an email.
Oh, okay, I did. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine. I am so, so honored and delighted to be here rounding out this season of The Bachelor. It was an exciting season. This vanilla real estate agent piece of shit gave us an exciting season. To my left, my co-host, my woman that I missed so hard for those 7 days that she was in the penalty box. I kept throwing her snacks like Jujubes and Lemonheads in her penalty box, and she didn't care. She was off doing her own thing, but I love her so much. She looks just like Gal Gadot. You might know her as Miss Erin Foley.
Yay! Happy to be here, and thank you for feeding me in the penalty box.
Oh my God, I missed you so much.
I'm thrilled that we are rounding out the season.
Yeah.
What a season.
What a season. 2 days in a row, Erin. Do you have anything you want to promote coming up?
Just San Antonio this weekend. LOL San Antonio, March 8th through 11th.
I heard you killed it when you did the improv.
Jordy, it was so fun.
I heard you killed it.
It was great.
Just a reminder, I'll be doing my political stand-up act at Hyenas Dipped in Hot Lava in Dallas, Texas. Come buy shirts for me, guys. I need to get rid of these fucking cute shirts. There's so many shirts. They're tight, but they're cute. Come buy them. I'll be at Hyenas April 6th and 7th in Dallas. I'll also be in Alaska. Buy my shirts.
Wrapped in your shirts.
March 16th and 17th. It's cold up there. See the northern lights of my shirts? And then we are going to Moon Tower Festival.
Austin.
They have not given us the date yet, but it's the weekend of 420. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm bad at marijuana.
Oh.
420, guys. To
420.
My right. To my right, a woman, my best friend. I can just say it. She told me I can say it. It's official. She is my best friend. Almost She's also very official. She's the Secretary of State. We had to borrow her from Les Moonves for 4 hours to be able to. She's almost done earning her keep so she can keep us dressed in our bathing suits and our underwear that
Thank
we need.
Got our sponsors back.
She's back. We love her so much. Miss Padgett Brewster.
Yay! Oh, guys, I've missed you so much.
Oh, my God. You guys, can I just say, I thought of. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Another period on Comedy Central.
So fun.
Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. And Criminal Minds Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock.
Prentice. You play Prentice.
Unit Chief Emily Prentice.
I'm a unit chief. I'm a unit. I'm the eunuch chief, guys. And we also have with us Katie and Scott. Eunuch Chief.
part of
Eunuch
Marie.
Eunuch chief.
I'm sorry, sir.
Bucket.
You're packing too much heat. You've got to get out of here. I'm the eunuch chief. I want to say to you, I was thinking, I don't want to brag, but I tread the boards. In the fifth grade, at the age of 9, we did Macbeth in my fifth grade class. I played Macduff, but I still remember the three witches at the beginning. I feel like the witches. When shall we meet again, sisters? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? When the hurly-burly's done? When the battle's lost? Okay, I had to play Macduff because I looked like Ron Howard. I look like a boy.
Wait, and is Macduff Macbeth's BFF?
Anime. I was a little man.
Time.
I had a sword and a cape and a little red bowl cut, and I was
so cute.
Going up against Macbeth. I mean,
Macbeth didn't have a chance with you, Macduff, in town.
What was my class? What were they doing? Why were we doing that play in fifth grade?
Some torturous theater teachers, I can only imagine.
That's a fancy school.
I mean, yeah. It was. We also learned about. We also
I think
about,
we were doing Red Rover at my school.
We also learned about Cleveland steamers in sex class.
What?
You had a sex class?
I mean, not like sex, whatever, sex.
Wait,
ed.
Isn't a Cleveland steamer when someone shits on your chest?
Yes, and yes,
you
yes.
You were taught that by
and
an adult
and
in
golden
fifth
showers.
Grade?
Golden showers. That was in eighth grade.
What?
Seventh
the teacher
grade.
Actually said that?
Golden showers, thick Massachusetts accent. She goes, some homosexuals are aroused by urinating on one another.
I don't. Where did you go to school? Was it outside or
also,
inside?
That's not just homosexual.
That's what
there's
I thought. Trust me.
It's
the president of the United States.
There
actually.
You
that's
go.
Trust me.
Oh,
believe me. There's so much wrong with everything about the homophobia in that statement. The fact that they're teaching. I mean, I had not held hands with a boy, and I was afraid he was going to go right to shitting on my face. Honestly,
I don't even know how to take this information.
Speaking of Cleveland steamers, let's get started. You guys, all right, here we go. They start out, but let me just start with the first line, and then we'll do the general, and then we'll go through the specifics. The first line, these pieces of shit, start with poor sweet Becca crying, and them going, do you love him? And her going, yeah. I mean, it was just like, they, like, as if they didn't, like, twist the knife enough. Yeah. Now, I was out till midnight last night, so I didn't get to, and I accidentally saw that Becca was the Bachelorette. And I will say, watching it, knowing, which bummed me out that I knew, but watching it, I was like, oh my God, she drank the Kool-Aid. They told her that her narrative is like, this is part of my story.
Yep.
Like, before they even announced it, because I was watching for that, like, well, it's all part of my story. Like, they clearly gave her talking
points. Yeah, because I watched it again this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Because I wanted to see how I perceived it.
Yeah.
I'm also, I wanted to be good for you,
oh
ladies.
God,
I've missed you. I wanted to bring in some ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, you could be drooling in the corner and I would be thrilled.
I love you.
Oh
thrilled.
Oh, it's just like fifth grade. I can't wait to cut my hair in a bowl and put on a cape. And borrow my brother's lightsaber.
But here's the question. This is what the thing that I'm fascinated by. Do you think they manufactured this public sympathy and this account to buy her a drink, and because they knew they were going to sign her as the Bachelorette?
No.
Or you think they decided, oh, it's got to be her now.
Yeah.
We got to ride this wave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they knew when
it was too brutal.
I think they knew when it all went down, they must have decided then. I think they
knew. You don't think it was the social media backlash?
No. They knew he was going to be hated. I felt like it started even. I felt it was all real when she was in her cold shoulder top. But then the second we saw, first of all, they sent her. Let's just get started.
I thought we started.
Okay, no. But we were talking generally. And then by the way, we've missed you all year. Overall, how do you rate the season? We haven't heard your thoughts all season. We missed you.
I hate him, but it was a good season.
It was a great season. I hate him so much. It was such a good season.
I hate him.
He's the worst.
And he's also got the most transparently uncomfortable laugh.
Yeah.
He's, like, you can tell when he's about to do something shitty.
He's dangerous because I realize part of his danger is he's handsome, but in a very safe way. He looks nice. He looks like a nice person.
Yes.
Which is what is like a serial killer. Like, you know about serial. Okay. Like, he feels like a psych. Like, you always know because you've learned about profiling things. Doesn't he feel like a sociopath?
No.
He doesn't.
No.
How come?
You said psychopath yesterday.
I don't know what
Jack,
the
Jack Stone and Stone and Stone still seems like a sociopath. I don't think Ari is a sociopath. I don't even know if he's technically a narcissist. I think he genuinely doesn't know what he wants. That's why he just went with what his family said. That's why he picked Becca.
He does feel like a sex addict, love addict to me, where he loves giving the gift of it. Like, I think he gets off on watching. I think he loves saying I love you to somebody. And then the next person is like, and I love you too. Like, I think he loves it.
I think the producers suggested to him that that would make a more compelling ending. So he did it.
But he did it to four.
Three
people.
Or four?
Four.
I think he could have. I think he could fall in love with a light pole.
Yeah.
I
think
really
he
do.
Did. I think, he's just I think Lauren S. is probably a very
she
nice
a
lady.
Yeah.
But
dude.
What the fuck?
She's dude. A they lovely never empty a, vessel.
They're Katie's, really into each other,
Katie,
though.
Katie's yeah. shaking yeah. her head. I know they are.
What, you think
they
she's are. Not nice?
No, no, Katie.
No, no, I think she's nice. I just think she just doesn't talk. And maybe she's better off air. Maybe, like, she's nervous in front of the camera. Like,
maybe.
This is jumping ahead a little bit, yeah, but yeah. at one point he goes, oh, we talked for, like, 3 hours
I know,
a day every day. And I was like, what?
About
you,
what?
Were you just,
about
like,
what?
Silent on the phone for 3 hours a day?
Yeah.
Are
about
you
what?
Talking?
Yeah.
I
yeah. Just stuff you see, like, I love yeah. Lamp, like Anchorman.
I love Lamp. So here we are. We're in the studio. We're on, like, the Pier 1 set. That's the, you know, they raided Pier 1 yeah. and they set up the fucking, they put up some, like, thick lanterns.
It was actually shot live at Pier 1 on Highland.
he's the manager there, so
yeah,
it all works
the
out.
Manager, yeah.
So then,
Lauren's the assistant manager.
So then they replayed, I think, what may be the biggest piece of shit statement that's ever happened. This is how he did it. I feel like maybe the more I hung out with you, the more I was losing the possibility of reconciling with Lauren. You mean because we're engaged? Yeah.
That's why when Chris Harrison's like, I'm receiving all this hate mail, Ari, you must be feel like you're getting personally.
I mean,
and we say this before, like, we're not angry that he had a change of heart,
yeah.
but the way he did it was so disgusting
so yes.
and such a lack of respect. And he had another opportunity to at least help himself and be a human being last night, and he did it again.
Yes.
I just want to tell yes. you, my cells feel so happy that this podcast exists. Like, I agree.
I was reeling the last 2 days.
I feel so grateful. And to be able to end it, like, really end it like we're skydiving
like
together.
The witches of Macbeth.
The witches of Eastwick, guys. For those millennials out there, that was a very exciting movie starring Cher. Okay, so then she was so great, Moonstruck. Look it up. Okay, so then they fucking, then ABC sends this brokenhearted queen back on Southwest middle seat with a fucking GoPro on the seat.
And they had to follow
her? Yeah, did she have to set that GoPro up?
On a middle seat on Southwest. It was Southwest middle seat.
I was literally dying.
That's worse than what happened to her with Ari. It's Southwest middle seat.
Literally last aboard, C75.
Yeah.
You know what?
She was
you
so,
just got dumped on national television.
She was so distraught. She forgot to check in early.
She didn't even line up in row four.
She was like, because she'd just been dumped. She was like, oh fuck, it's too late. And like,
did she have to GoPro herself?
Yeah, I think she did.
You think there was not a crew there?
Yeah.
You think she handed the camera at some
GoPro.
Point to another passenger and said, can you just get me sadly picking up my bag? Because someone else shot some
And it was
of it.
Also yeah. on the front of the seat. I think they clipped it.
Yeah.
So then here's my theory.
The whole thing was so awkward.
So then here's my theory. My theory is when she actually got back to Minnesota, I actually think when they made her look back at the photo album and look at the videos and read her journal, I think they'd already made her the Bachelorette.
And she knew it. Okay.
So they were
okay.
like, I think it was a couple weeks later.
I was curious if you would pinpoint that moment because I wasn't sure.
Well, because I knew in advance of watching the show, and I thought, oh, okay. She's a little more poised. She's acting now. She's acting like, I want you to look at this and feel sad. Rather than the day before, she was fucking devastated. Like, whatever, the scene before.
Yeah.
It was raw and real, and she was a mess. Like, do you love him? Like, she was a mess. This one was like, oh, that hammock scene was like I think.
Looking at Polaroids.
Yeah.
Like anyone has a Polaroid camera
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, looking at Polaroids.
That was a real question I had. She had Polaroids coming from scenes. They were shot.
Yeah. No, it was continuity. Somebody's like their printer broke. They didn't get Wi-Fi there. So they're like, all right, let's go get a, let's go. Cause they were out in the tent maybe. So they like,
I wanted
in the
like
desert.
A cardboard cutout of Ari being like, to gazingly stare at a cardboard cutout. Just like keep it going. It was so
dramatic. So then they go and I didn't watch the season, so I'm gonna have to ask you three gals. They were Chris Harrison was so fucking psyched, and this guy, the person who has had the closest experience, is Jason Mesnick. Jason is so psyched to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Do we like him? He's not even
no,
cute.
No, I never liked him.
Katie, did you like him? Did you like him?
Well, I met them both at, remember what ABC a couple years ago had after The Bachelor Live?
You went with Paul.
I did it with Paul F.
That's
Tompkins.
That's how we knew. That's how we captured you.
Yes, and they were there as a couple. And they, again, it's like what happens when
all
we eviscerate everyone
and
here
then we
here in the safety of where
we're
recording
them.
The secret Bat Cave. And then you meet them and you're like, oh, God, they're just nice.
They're nice.
Well, I'm glad that they, I mean, as far as like, there's just some people you gravitate towards watching on The Bachelor and Bachelor. I just was like, with him. Like, it was, you know what I mean?
Because I didn't watch his season.
He's not that cute.
But honestly, he wasn't that likable.
Did you watch the season? I didn't watch that one.
So he's not cute, not likable. That's a tough
But
problem.
I mean, like, cute, not likable.
He's like cute enough, but he's not like a human prize.
But it was so but it was so crazy because he did it on After the Rose, you know, or what is it called? The Rose.
After the Final Rose? After the
you know what? Yeah, he did it.
I didn't see it. What happened?
Well, he did it on live TV.
Bachelor historian Lori, who I've been talking to, Lori said the thing that she kept pointing out to me, and she's been on fire. She's been on fire. She was saying that he's been very, very open through the whole process about the one thing that he regretted. And it was like the one thing he regretted was doing it publicly, that he wished he'd been more respectful to the woman that he let go and that he was first engaged to, that he really regretted getting talked into by the producers.
Wait, Ari or Mesnick?
Mesnick.
Okay.
So apparently, like, everyone who knows anything about The Bachelor knows that he regretted it. And that was around the same time that Ari was there with Ding Dong. What was her name? Emily. So, like, Ari would have known, like, he apparently was very public, like, I wish I had gone. I don't feel good about how it went down.
And it was super public because that was the only time in Bachelor history that had happened.
Yes.
So everyone's like, don't pull a Mesnick. Like, it's in, like, the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously you would never do that. You would never do it in public. Cue Ari doing it in the worst way possible.
So then we see Ari driving to Virginia Beach, and then we find out later that he already knows she's accepted. Like, we find out after the fact that he already knows. He's driving.
Such a shady timeline.
I know. He's driving.
Yeah.
So we see him driving and thinking, and they did some flashbacks. So it's him. He's driving his white Jeep. No more Corvettes. Like, they're not going to spring for real, like, helicopter rides. So he's driving a white Jeep rental. And you see him acting like, and then they play over it. The memories of it's like the soft focus memories.
Yeah.
It almost reminded me of the traumatic experience flashbacks but it was him like him driving and thinking about the good times. And then he arrives and he is going, why am I having a panic attack? That actually felt fairly authentic.
You couldn't see his face.
I know. He's such a piece of shit.
It was. You heard him say it while he was standing at the front door blocked by a bush. And I just wanted her family.
I wanted her family
to jump out
with a shotgun. I wanted
beat him with a
Confederate
flag.
Yes. Her mom, huge.
Yeah.
And her dad is like military guy. Like, he can beat the shit out of him.
I wanted a shotgun on the lawn in his boxers being like, USA, USA, get off my lawn. Yeah, it's so true.
So then they're going back and forth, and she's in the snow, dragging that huge bag up alone on the stairs. She's like, it's just been a lie, I guess. She's crying, looking at the books. And then they cut to we're back in the studio, and there's our girl Becca with giant earrings. She loves a statement earring.
Oh, those huge chandelier earrings, as if it's making up for hair.
But she's so fucking cute.
She's got short hair, and then bam!
She's so cute. It's
I felt like it was
a Christmas
tree. Oh,
I'm over her after last night. Oh. She was cute until last night.
Oh, you didn't like her last night.
Oh, we'll get to
it. Okay. So then we have... So we see Becca talking about, he said to Becca, the Becca K, that he and Lauren couldn't have conversation. She's like, I can't see those two ending up together. So then we're back outside the house. He's like, oh my God, why am I freaking him out? Why am I having a panic attack? And then he walked up, and that's when I was like, this motherfucker has a nice face. That's what's, he looked cute in his coat. He's walking up. He's got a nice face.
He does have like a harmless look. And then all of a sudden he's like,
the worst.
He has a dagger. Yeah.
And she jumped in his arms immediately at the door.
Immediately. Ugh. No family around.
Oh,
Todd, right. Say it.
Well, I'm jumping ahead.
I just wanted to say
the whole time we just kept saying, if Lauren sees the exchange between Becca and Ari, how can you go back to a person after you see that exchange?
And then he's like,
we didn't watch it. Yeah. We didn't think. I was like, oh my God. It felt like even more he was like a fucking psycho.
And
like,
it
almost felt like he was like, don't watch this.
And
to Lauren, and Lauren's like, okay.
You can clearly see, like, the way she looks at him. There's a weird thing of, like, and, like, there's this weird of, like, I've broken down my barrier. I'm giving myself to you.
Oh, she.
It
doesn't matter what he does. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what, but I literally was like, how do you not watch
all the
that?
Time. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Agreed.
You know what? I will say this, though. Reading the tabloids.
Talk.
And guessing.
Yeah.
Because the tabloids, which also was leaked by ABC. That he was going to propose to one and end up going back to the other. That was leaked by ABC to get ratings, and this is the highest rated Bachelor finale in decades.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So they did it.
Touch your sweater.
It's a nice sweater.
Who makes that?
I'll get you one. Shein.
Oh, I love it.
It was probably $11.
I love it. I need that.
So I thought, he wants to marry Lauren, but his family is saying Becca. He's going to propose to Becca, and then he's going to go back to Lauren. And I think if Lauren were to watch everything leading up to that, even she would see that she and Ari were better together than Ari and Becca. Ari and Becca felt like...
He was talking himself into it. It was on paper.
Yeah, and it was like they're friendly.
Yeah, there was...
They had no chemistry.
There was no bone.
They didn't want to grab each other. Meanwhile, he's like running away from the cameraman in Machu Picchu to kiss her. Like, it to me was very clear that she was the one.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
I don't think she would be upset. I really don't. I think if she were to watch it, she would be like, oh, honey, you're kind of scummy.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if she would think...
I think she drank the Kool-Aid.
You're right.
She definitely looks up to him like... Like, he's kind of a cult leader, but I don't think he's clever enough to be malicious or psychotic.
Are those your real eyelashes? They're so pretty.
Yes.
What kind of mascara?
Revitalash. No, I put Revitalash on at night.
Is that thing that Brooke Shields sells that can make you blind?
No, that's the one that causes... No, that's Latisse.
Okay.
You have to get a prescription. This you can get on Amazon.
How much?
Oh, it's $60 a tube, but that lasts a few months.
All right.
Just buy $11 sweaters.
Yeah. Oh,
and you
God.
Can put on.
Oh, God. I got to get back to that point. I got to get on NCIS so I can get $11 sweaters.
I want to get back to that point because I think it's a good point because I think he's dumb as rocks.
I don't think he's capable of being malicious.
He's a rich kid who's got a famous father.
He's just
fucker.
Selfish.
Yeah. He's an egotistical, selfish, stupid fucking idiot.
He's the kind of ding-dong who's like, my dad's... It says, who's fucking famous? My dad's Tom Brady. You know, I fuck all the girls. I'm okay at football. I fuck the girls. Yeah. I fuck you too.
You're bringing a little Lenny. Lenny to the table.
It's my acting. Yeah. That's my acting style.
You're right. I think he's just, he has almost no self-awareness that when he's delivering the worst things you could possibly say to another human. Like,
he's
the whole time he was talking to Becca, I literally was like, he can't wait to get out of there. Like,
and
I know they made him
leave.
Stay.
Yes,
and,
now
but,
hold on. This is, yeah. This
it
is,
felt like he was like, can I
oh,
just
he
text
was.
You?
And here's
can
the
I
thing. This
you?
Is also, I hate to say it because I love The Bachelor. I love you
love
guys.
It.
I hate to throw a wrench into this, but that was edited footage.
Thank you.
Because
thank God,
when
I
he left.
Yeah.
When the breakup in not last night's episode, the finale, when he left, his camera went off and they just stayed on her camera.
They talked
then his camera came back on and he was walking back in. Every time his camera went off
was a producer
coming up to him saying,
Elon,
you got to let her
Elon's
talk about
going
her.
In, going,
exactly.
Hey, man.
So it was edited footage. It was torturously long and it shows you why you want to edit
Just trust me. I said this yesterday, but my two favorite tweets were one person said he went outside, he sang himself a Les Mis song because that's what his tattoo is. He's got a Les Mis tattoo. That's his tattoo. Yeah. Is from Les Mis. He's saying himself
it's
a Les Mis.
The prison number of Jean.
That's his tattoo. Yeah. Yeah. That's his fucking tattoo. And then somebody else. Tweeted, like, how fucking confusing is that maze of a house? Like, what? Could they have a worse layout of a house?
It's like a hotel room.
But no, this
a
is.
House.
I guarantee you, they Airbnb'd someone's actual home.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was your home.
And you had
and now you have to, like, walk around with sage.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like a sage.
I wish we lived there, Aaron. I wish you and I lived there.
Yeah,
we
could sage and move in a second.
I drive you crazy because I keep you up too late. Okay, so then that's why I need my weighted blanket to, like, mostly just to fucking keep me in one place.
We did well in our hotel room.
Yeah, but then I pounced on you and I was like, Aaron! I just want to stay. Every night's a slumber party when I have access. Okay, so he's like, why am I freaking out? And then I have to say, Lauren was very articulate. She said, I felt extremely alone. I lost you on the same day you got engaged. I really needed my family around me. This is the hardest breakup I've ever gone through. And he's like, you know what? I have confidence in you in the end. And she's like, why did you ask her? And he's like, logic took over. I was trying to make it work. That actually felt real. And then he was like, I am 1,000% over Becca. I will always
brutal.
Be with you. And she said, I forgive you. Yeah. I want you back. And she goes, well, you got me. And she goes, just FYI, an engagement. I hope it doesn't take much longer.
She's like an albino
ladies.
Mouse. Yeah. She just like scurries into his pocket.
She does. I mean, she was, I had compassion for her on the couch. I felt that she was well spoken, but there is no, I wish she was like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But
I know,
not.
But that's not who she is, and that's why she's the best choice for him.
She is. She's the perfect choice.
Because she'll pick up and move to his city today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No,
she's moving today.
She already moved in. She already moved in.
Side note, and then we'll get there. When he blamed Becca because of her work.
Oh, my
God. I was like,
well,
this guy's
you were working. And we were apart. Someone in the audience was like,
thank
God. They shut him down.
It's 2018. Like, guess what, dick? Women work.
Oh, my God. He's
yeah, that's
really
why she's perfect for him. She's perfect for him.
Yeah.
I think she deserves a higher income. If she's going to be a trophy wife, which is what I think she's going to be, she should be hitching her cart to a bigger horse.
I think
he's nothing.
Yeah. But his dad apparently has like $20 million. So he will eventually be
okay,
rich.
Fine. Good for her.
Start a slow poisoning and get that fucking cash, you know, because dealing with him
maybe
every day.
Maybe it's just baby as soon as possible, then divorce. He goes on Dancing with the Stars. Shows up in the middle of shooting Bachelorette. Says I made a mistake. Oh, no. Anyway.
So then we
My timeline's fucked up. That's what that just was.
Could we also discuss the timeline whenever you get a chance?
Okay, we're almost there. Well, we can discuss it. Let's discuss it.
It was just...
Okay. So now we're back in the studio audience. I'm sorry. Okay, all the gals are there. We've got Becca, Caroline, TSCN, Kendall. I want to say Caroline is so fucking thirsty to be on Paradise. This lady who had no time on The Bachelor, who happened to go, I know what you did.
I don't remember her still.
I honestly don't remember her.
Ever seeing her.
Did she get to the end?
No.
No.
And, like, I think a producer wants to fuck her.
She's been now in the audience and, like, they're talking. Too much.
They kept going to her. Caroline.
She's nobody.
I think somebody has a crush on her.
Yep. I think you're
she's
right.
pretty. And
very,
I think
very.
Somebody, one of the producers wants to bone her and is like, I'll get you front and center.
Yep.
And like every other thing that comes out of her mouth is like, Mexico, I like cocktails, beach, water sports.
A la farmacia, por favor.
A la farmacia.
She might be. She might end up going to Sayulita.
You're right. She's like thirsty for airtime.
So
that's why
thirsty.
Becca's there. That's why ladies are all there because they're all going to.
No, that's
I thought one of them was
Bachelor in Paradise, right?
I kept looking at
Well,
going,
I already
oh, which
knew.
One is
I already
it?
Knew in advance, unfortunately.
I figured it had to
so
be.
Then,
Becca.
So now we start asking the gals. They go, what did you think of it? And then one of them, I think Becca says, unbelievable. He's not a genuine person. He says what he needs to say to the person who is in front of him to get what he wants. He is an incredibly manipulative person. I like her. I don't like her.
No. I did.
Part.
I think everything she said.
It was at the
everything
end when she was trying,
after that.
When she was trying
just
to get your face in the camera.
To get on camera so
she,
much.
She
it was
pushed,
terrifying.
She pushed Kendall's face aside
to get
in the camera.
Oh, she just, everything she did. And when Chris Harrison was like, come up here, she was like, oh. Like an ape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a seal ape, a cross between a performing seal and an ape needed to eat. She just was like, to run up on that stage and then realized she got up there first, got her face on the camera.
Yeah.
She's hugging Becca, Becca hugging Becca, and then she realizes, I gotta sit on the couch first. So now she knows someone's gonna be sitting on her, so she's trying to get the skinniest chick to sit on her.
But then she
wasn't trying to jam her.
And then balancing the ball on her nose the whole time.
And eating a banana.
She ended up looking the most thirsty.
She did. Yeah. She did push Kendall. I saw her. You saw her tap and push aside Kendall's face.
And then taking that the Sharpie out and writing star quality on her forehead. I was like, easy.
I did. On Bubble Boy, there was a dude that was on it with me who shall remain nameless, who was the thirstiest motherfucker. And he would literally take your face and shove it. He would literally shove your face aside. Like, he was, like, an extra that got himself, like, moved up, like, and he was, like, would shove his face aside and, like, yeah, he would, like, move you to get... It's so clear when someone's that thirsty.
That's what I was seeing in Becca from the middle of the show on. After she, because she is eloquent and intelligent.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
But then I just realized, oh, she is. She's 22.
She's 22.
And she's so excited about going to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
She knows she's going to be, I don't know what it is. Is she making money?
You make money.
She's selling shirts and cat food and shit.
They all will.
I mean, they all are. They make more than Purina. We do.
She's like the new face of Purina.
It's crazy.
No, it's crazy.
Well, I remember when I was in Nashville and I went to James Taylor's house. He didn't like they get like their rent paid if they just Snapchat him.
I can't even. That'll get me down. You're trying to hone all your skills as a writer and a performer.
And
this one's like, I like cat food. And it's like $1 million in their bank account.
Speaking of which, Purina does have, I've got a code, Rose Podcast at Purina Wellness. If your kitty cat is feeling stressed out by Ari.
Yeah, Arden, have you had any bleachable moments today?
Oh, actually, I did kill a hobo out back. And I don't want any of the traces of that in my car fibers. I do have a bleachable moment.
The most controversial bleachable moment.
Both getting the stains out and getting the DNA gone.
If you're playing the hobo drinking game while listening to this podcast, take a sip.
I love that.
I love that. That's amazing. I love that. That's amazing.
I love that. Wow, I love that.
Wow, I love that.
I love that. I panicked. I killed him out back.
Machu Picchu.
I love that.
I love that.
I love that. Wow. Wow. That's so Italian.
Oh.
Okay. That's what she said.
She said Laura, in Italy.
Wow. So okay, here we are in the beautiful Bellissimo Cordia. Wow, that's so Italian.
Oh my God.
So then they're perfect for each other.
He has
zero empathy. If he could easily dismiss his relationship with Becca, then he probably shouldn't be having gotten down in more than one knee a few minutes before. That's correct.
Yes, she's right.
So then they say, "What?" I have to say, I also appreciated. At that moment, because I'm still Team Becca M, even though she's thirsty.
I know.
Here's what I appreciated. ABC clearly wanted to turn this narrative to get like a wedding out of Ari and Lauren later. So they were like, people were mad at us. I'm Chris Harrison. People were mad at me for airing this. And so then Becca goes, yeah, you should do it privately. He had the choice. He chose not to. But then you have like sweet, lovely Cien and Kendall going, no, it needed to be seen.
Yeah. I thought that was so weird. I was like,
wow.
No,
because they're backing up
seen.
The franchise.
And they want to go to Paris.
They're backing
they
up the franchise.
And Becca's also, already been invited to Paradise. They haven't.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
she's
really?
Been invited on air.
On air. She got
at Women Tell All.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said they called her mother because
her
mother reported her missing.
Oh,
and
I didn't
Chris
see that.
Harrison was okay. like, let's call your mom. Hey, mom, she might be missing for 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Is that all it takes?
I mean,
2 weeks?
That's how long it took.
Or that's how long she was missing before. And so that's why he
I
said
mean,
two.
I think
they've got to shoot that for a couple months. Right?
I don't think it's that long. I think it's like 3 weeks tops.
Okay, anyway, so she's been invited, and I think the rest of them are because a lot of the people flipping out and saying that's just Sean Lowe was saying, did they just blindside that girl? Like all these people saying things about, oh, they shouldn't have done this to Becca.
Yeah.
But everyone was ending their tweets with, I'm still watching, though. Like, everyone was still supporting the franchise.
Sean Lowe did it, though. Sean Lowe did a few that was like...
Oh, he was pretty pissed.
He was like, this should stop.
Someone
this
said,
is
F
so
you.
Awful. This should stop.
Yeah.
Why are they still doing this? Because he actually seems like he has a strong moral fiber.
And I think he's spiritual.
Yeah.
If not downright, I think he's an observant Christian.
Yeah, I think he was the one that kept saying, this is wrong. Why are they doing this?
Yeah,
this should stop.
You're right.
Please
he didn't this. Say, I'm stopped.
So the gals
except all the tweets were at Lord... Which was like a little bit much. It was like, Lord, please step in.
Strike down that studio at Sunset
Lord,
Gower.
Pull the power.
He didn't realize he was tweeting at the New Zealand singer.
Yeah.
She stopped at that. She actually runs the Bachelor.
L-O-U-R-D-E.
Autocorrect.
All the ones that are not. So Becca could speak freely about what the fuck and the rest of them
That's
were like.
That's a good point.
But they also count on her to be the wild child, too.
They're telling her
that's her narrative.
And so then somebody said to Becca, I hope that Lauren gets out of there as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And then Caroline would not shut up, and then Becca shut her down. Becca M, like, over-talked her because they were, like, having a, like... A part of me is like, Caroline, I don't even know who you are.
I don't really
particularly find you that charming. You got to go. So then somebody says, Becca says she's in love with him. Caroline's thirsty. Becca says...
thirsty is such a great word, Arden.
Oh, my God. So thirsty. And then... So then they've looked at houses together. So let's talk about the timeline. Did we bring up Becca? Becca. Okay, so she goes watching that. Okay, so here's the thing where I knew that she'd gotten her hands, because I knew she was the Bachelorette. She goes, they're like, were you mad that we did that? Because I read a fucking article where she was like, yeah, I'm mad that he shouldn't have done it on air. She said that to People magazine. But then last night she was like, you know what? It needed to happen.
It needed to happen, yeah.
Watching back really helps get me closure.
Yeah.
I don't know how he reached that decision, but we looked at houses together. But, like, she had said in an interview, I think he shouldn't have done that, and now that she's the Bachelorette.
Of course. Why would you ever want to go
through
that?
Yeah.
That's not closure when you have to see a horror film again and again.
Yeah.
It's just more pain.
Ugh. I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. And then he had the billboard, Ari, you know. Leave.
Yeah.
I liked that. The $6,000 fund I thought was really fun
I
and
thought
awesome.
All that stuff was charming.
I thought she was sweet that she's donating it to cancer. Like, I liked her.
I thought that was the sweetest moment.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And they're matching it, $6,000.
Yeah.
And then they bring out Ari. And she was like, when did you know? Like, and why would you hide from me that you reached out to her? And he goes, you were working. he blamed her.
We were apart. You were working.
Oh, my God.
It's another opportunity. It's like, woe is me. I'm going to get all this hate mail. Everyone's going to hate me. So here's yet another opportunity to rectify the situation. You sit down on the couch and you're like, first of all, I handled that situation so poorly.
Yeah.
I deeply apologize. Yeah. I thought I was doing the right thing instead of the after the rose. I completely screwed up. I'm so embarrassed. You just go through the litany of like a human being with real feelings that has respect for
other human beings.
A fiance, let alone a human being, then your fiance.
Yeah.
And he just, again.
Will you promise me when you get married, you always call her my fiance?
My fiance.
Have you met my fiance?
My
Paget Brewster.
I've taken on a thruple.
My fiance's.
It just made me so. I was so angry.
She said, you didn't back up or respect for your fiance. You did not have my back. And then Chris Harrison interrupted and said, are you ready for the next chapter? Meanwhile, Kendall is over there crying.
What was she weeping about?
She was weeping.
Fallen over, weeping in Becca M's arms.
And Kendall's been a pillar of strength and non-blinking taxidermy artist.
Yeah, the whole time I was
I thought she was going to be the Bachelorette.
We all wanted that, but I'm happy for this. This is a good story.
No, this is good. Yeah.
Yeah. I kept going, what's going on with my sweet Kendall?
I don't know.
And then that was weird. And then she goes, do you regret anything? And he goes, I regret proposing.
Again, brutal. Like, you could just say it. Like, I regret that I didn't have
strength.
Yeah. And the wherewithal as a human being to date
he's
longer.
He's such a dick.
But he's just, I regret, like, he's it's just like she's a punching bag.
He's such a dick.
And
Katie, what did you think?
Ugh, scout.
Did you talk to your mom yet?
No, I texted her and she didn't get back to me because I was at the Clippers game last night, so I had to watch it
late. Yeah, you did.
But yeah, I mean, the whole thing just was felt like, I don't know, like they were all just idiots, and I just felt like Chris Harrison was like egging them on.
Yeah, everyone
on Twitter kept comparing him to Stanley Tucci's character in Hunger Games. And that's what I felt like he was like.
Oh God, I never saw that. What is that character? Yeah. What is that?
A heightened Chris Harrison.
Yeah, where he's like crazy hair. He's like the spokesperson for the game. So they're literally killing each other.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
And he's motivating everyone to sacrifice their soul for the forward movement of the game.
My mom called me and said that my mom goes, well, she just got back to after her like lady getaway.
Barcelona.
I'm Jenna Marino, Little Compton Real Estate, Barcelona. She goes, well, Lauren B has the personality of a houseplant. Oh my God.
They really are perfect.
He was like, he's just so horny. Horny.
Your mom said horny?
I don't know if she said horny, but I think she's like, he can't keep in his pants. she was all upset. So then they go, she goes, you robbed me of my first proposal.
Oh, that was so heartbreaking.
I did actually, I understood that. Oh. It was theft because it wasn't, she's proposed to.
Yeah.
And says yes, and that's the rest
of
their lives.
She was so happy.
That is a terrible thing to take away from someone.
But she did say, and I knew in advance, she did say, but it adds to my story.
Watching it again, I was like, bleh.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know, but like because I did know, like I'm like, ugh.
I didn't know because I got home really late after the show and then I turned it on. But when she said that, like, it was so abrupt, I was like,
And she goes,
it didn't feel good.
She goes, no ill will, it adds to my story. So then Jason Mesnick's coming up for what not to do. You're both in real estate. And he goes, yeah, man, try to do it privately. I mean, it's like,
Also, you don't have to explain to any of us how hard the situation is to date on national TV. Like, we get it.
Yeah, we get it, and you signed up for it.
It's also a fucking game show.
It's harder than I ever thought it would be.
Yeah, no shit, right? And again, we're not saying that it isn't hard. You'd have a change of heart. We're not saying any of it. It's just, again, his words that he used were so outrageous
but
and callous.
Also, at what point, was it right away where he said something like, it's my fairy tale too.
Yes.
Where I wanted the fairy tale.
It was like, so ego. The ego.
That's such a really unappealing.
I feel weird about a guy saying that.
Yeah, it's like a really unappealing straight male thing to say.
I don't know.
It's like, did you drink the Ashley I Disney fantasy? Like, what the fuck
that
are you talking
freaked
about?
Me out
Do you
a
think he
bit.
Has got like tight lace boxers?
He's like he wears like a bloomers under his prince. But it's like I caught a princess.
What if he was like I love a good brooch? Like he starts wearing brooches.
And he calls it a brooch.
A brooch.
He's a brooch and britches kind of guy.
I love a good brooch.
And bloomers.
I am the chief.
That'll be his skincare line coming out next year.
What is it? Brooch and bloomers.
Brooch and bloomers. Lauren, dearest, tell me about your dowry.
Oh, my God. Okay, there we go. So then he goes, this is when Chris Harrison goes, I'm getting threats. And then it's just like, what would you say? And say, get out of Dodge. I did appreciate that he was like, look, if you really want this to work, the people who actually have successful relationships leave Los Angeles and New York, go to a real town, buy a plane ticket, leave. Like that actually is like, if you really want, don't stay in LA to try to like capitalize on your fate. Like, go to someplace real and make it real, which I thought was smart.
Well, that's the choice. What's the choice? Is it real? Or is it so that you can
be an Instagram star?
Yeah, an Instagram star or go on Dancing with the Stars. It's one or the other because it's not both.
No, it's not.
Yeah. None of them have stayed together. I mean, where is Sean Lowe and Catherine? They're not in L.A. anymore.
No, they're in Texas, don't they?
Yeah, they went to a small town. They're together. They have a kid or a couple kids. I think it's one or the other.
Yeah,
you're right. You can't have both.
So then here we go. Chris Harrison said, well, Jason and what's her name?
I don't remember her name.
Molly, I can see your passion bucket is still full. I can't.
Barf.
I literally emailed Arden at what?
One
in the morning, and the subject heading was passion bucket.
I can't.
I literally was like, I can't.
I swear to God, I thought I misheard that. Passion. I didn't think that anyone would say that.
I can't even say. Here's, I want to nominate an early tweet of the week, which is so disgusting. But it makes me laugh so hard, which is the following.
Yeah. Passion bucket.
This is from, this is a nomination, an early nomination for Tweet of the Week. This is from C. Valentine at Dead Pandoloris. Passion bucket is what Jason calls his wife's asshole.
Nothing funnier. Oh that is amazing.
I mean, I've never done an early nomination.
Wow, that is.
We've really set
my
the
vote.
Time. We've really set that. Wow. It's going to be
passion,
hard to. It's going to be hard to catch up with that. That's going to be.
Yeah.
Hard.
Also, how can you just try not to use that in your real life?
Passion bucket is what Jason calls his podcast. I mean, honestly, can I just say, if I get hit by a bus today, and God willing, I hope that doesn't happen, but if I do, just to know that I've created something where I get tweeted that by some stranger. I don't know where they live. Maybe Indiana, maybe Florida. I don't know where you are, genius. But that somebody could like signal me out of all the people that live in America and go, you know who needs to hear this? Who needs to hear this? I don't know this little blonde meringue, but this gal, she needs to know that passion bucket is what Jason calls his wife's asshole. And to know that, like,
that's the funniest
thing
ever.
I need to know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Steve Valentine, I don't know who beats you on this.
Yeah.
I think he may have won the tweet of the week. Yeah. I don't know who beats that.
Oh my God. That's so.
I just love that we all heard passion bucket and we were like, oh,
passion
what?
Bucket.
I thought I misheard that.
So then they brought out Lauren. She's like, I'm really excited to be here. I didn't watch. He reached out to me on New Year's Eve on Instagram. She was with Kendall, who was real. Oh no, Tia. Tia, who was like.
But he reached out to her on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve through
drunk,
Instagram.
Drunk. That's a
hammer
fully
time.
Like, what were they doing on New Year's
was
Eve?
Was he with Becca?
Yeah.
So she's like counting down to this new year and new life. He's like, I just have to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
And like, hammer time on the
direct
toilet.
Message.
Direct
yeah.
messages.
DM, sliding into her DMs. And by the way, Becca M didn't bring up that he was DMing her.
Yeah.
While he was with Becca K.
What?
He was DM. He was sliding into her DMs, too. He had dirt.
What was that review?
He sent her a photo of someone made
missing,
a mock-up of a
thing.
Milk carton
oh,
with
yeah.
Becca's face on it.
That.
And he said, this is going to break the internet. Too bad it's not your driver's license. And she wrote back. Like, they were texting at each other.
I know.
Messaging each other.
He's the worst. He's going to cheat on Lauren. He can't help it. He will fuck somebody else. Because he's going to have so much poon
really
coming his way. He can't help it. He'll be somewhere alone at some point in time, and he will have sex in a bathroom.
That's what I just meant, like, by Lauren watching that Ari Becca
he'll
moment.
Do it.
I'm not, you're right. It's not like she wouldn't go through with it, but it's got to sit in your mind that, number one, he literally proposed to, like, he was like, I love you. And then on his engagement day, said, I love you to another woman.
Yeah.
And then proposed to this one. Then was like, no, I got to go back to that one.
Yep.
Then DMing one.
Yeah.
At this, like, this has got to, like, and then the way he spoke to Becca.
In 4 years, when they're no longer the hot, when there's been like 10 or 15 more bachelors and bachelorettes, they're no longer in the public eye, they've moved on, maybe she's had a couple kids and maybe, like, gained 4 pounds, and he's out in some young ding-dong who's 21, and he'll cheat on her.
Yeah.
For sure.
I just think if you can speak to, he's like
not
36
right away,
or 37.
Not right away, but he will do it. It's who he is.
There's
he's a dog.
There's
just
a disconnect.
There is a disconnect of compassion and empathy.
And empathy. Yeah.
Which is why it feels like a sociopath, but he's just not smart enough to be one.
Yeah.
Like there is a certain level
he's
of
not malicious.
Planning
he's
or
not
cruelty.
Malicious.
Or, he's
no.
not. He's just
He's dumb.
He just is dumb and selfish and only doing his own.
Stunted.
Yeah. So I think you're right. I think he would justify cheating. Absolutely. This is my journey and my fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh
I need to fuck you.
Oh, I'm the prince. I am the prince.
In a Southwest
show me your passion bucket. So then it's not cheating if it's a passion bucket. Oh my God. So then.
This is my destiny. Could you get near the toilet? I need to fuck you on flight 674 to Phoenix.
This is my destiny. I'm in the A group. I paid extra for it. 15. My dad's got money. I paid 14 bucks. So then she goes, we've been house hunting. We've been talking 3 hours a day on the phone.
A lot of silence in that 3 hours. A lot of crickets.
Oh, my
I
God.
Like this.
I love that.
I like that.
Me too.
I just love you, too. I'm giving
while
myself
he eats
to you.
A pudding cup.
I've made some bad decisions, but my best decision was running back to Lauren. Then the families, we see the families together. And then he kisses her face and he kisses her hair. And then he fucking proposes. Wait a minute. Yeah, he proposes. And like he gets down. Was it the same ring?
No. We stopped. We thought, oh God, please let it be the same. Like, the cherry on top would have been the same ring.
Yeah.
And I think it's different.
He loves to grab hair, pull it in.
Yeah, he loves pulling on her hair.
He loves to give a hair pull into the face.
Yeah.
And then.
But I think she knew it was coming.
Yeah,
and I also don't like Chris Harrison lying. Because when she stood up, she said, I'm going to faint.
Yeah.
She knew it was coming.
Of course she did.
Not a great actress.
She picked out the ring.
Yeah. And then after he proposes and she says yes, Chris Harrison says, I did not see that coming.
You are so
hey,
bullshit.
Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me.
Don't
Gina.
Lie to me, Chris.
Don't lie to me, Mr. Tucci.
Jeez.
It was so dumb. I was like, Chris
she didn't even look.
The audience wasn't into it. You know,
no,
the you know, I guarantee you those
it.
Were interns.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
Trying to get people to clap.
No.
The audience was like, this is fucked up.
She didn't even look at the ring, which means she picked it out.
She knew what it
she
was.
She knew it because she didn't even
didn't
look
even
at
look
she
at
didn't
it.
She didn't even look at it.
That's
I would have
right.
had my jeweler. I would have had my jeweler's loop out immediately. Being like, what the fuck? What is this?
It was so forced and so, everyone was so over it. I was like, good luck. Good luck, honey.
So then the families are together and like her dad's fine with it. Like they're all just fine with this. Everyone's, that military dad's fine with this.
It's a circus. They were stuck there for the circus and they know it.
Yeah. The aunts still try to get underneath the couch, get out from there.
Then they bring out the bachelorette, ladies and gentlemen, Becca K. I want to find the man of my dreams, the one who's suited for me.
Suited for me.
I wish I had it. I was happy that it was her. How did you guys feel? Katie, how did you feel that it was Becca K? Were you surprised? Did you know in advance?
No, I mean, I kind of thought it would be her, but I was also kind of surprised because I was like, aren't you supposed to be like super heartbroken?
Right?
Like this was fresh.
That's why they kept saying, it's my story.
Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, who else would it have been? I think that was the big issue.
I think it started like, I think, so if he DM'd Ding Dong New Year's Eve, I'm guessing that all happened like early January at the house. So now it's March. So it's been two months.
I didn't even think it's been that long.
Yeah, but that's not what the audience sees. What we saw is it just happened last night. That's what's so confusing. They didn't
even
give
if
us
it's
a date.
Like 6 weeks max.
I just. Lauren said, she goes, he DM'd me like I was with whoever watching the premiere.
Tia watching the premiere months ago.
Yeah, that was New Year's.
So, like, and then how long was it in between that, I guess, what am I trying to say? How long was it in between that he DM'd her and then that they, that,
I think
like,
he
they
broke
up?
With Becca.
I guess 6 weeks.
Oh, that's
right.
Then he called her a week later and didn't tell Becca. Okay. And then
that's when he got her assurance that she would take him
back.
Yeah,
I love that.
This feels like 6 weeks.
Well, that's what's so confusing about this timeline is when was the breakup? If the
mid,
we don't know,
like mid-January?
It's a production.
I think like mid-January.
I think like mid-January.
I think like I think it's been like
so
6 weeks.
They broke up a month. I don't even what month are we in now?
We're in March. So I think it's I think it's been like 6 weeks.
So it's been six. Okay, so it's been 6 weeks since that breakup.
Yeah.
But to the viewing audience,
I know
he dumped her Monday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday she's announced as the Bachelorette.
But
that's what's confusing.
But they hate him so much that it's like, good, fuck you. I mean, it couldn't be anybody but her because she's so nice. She's such a nice person and like people want her to find love.
Listen, it's all about how does social media react?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. That's part of the ratings, part of Bachelor Nation, part of the juggernaut of the whole franchise.
Yeah. That's my nickname.
My only question
sports,
is,
juggernaut.
Did they manufacture it or not?
I don't think they manufactured it.
Or did they respond to it?
I think, you know, they probably molded and shaped some stuff.
I think they knew.
But I guess it took away. And I'm glad. I'm not saying I'm not glad Beck is a bachelorette. I think it's a good choice. But now it just feels like. Like back in the day, even like 2 years ago with The Bachelor, it didn't feel so manufactured and forced and cookie cutter.
Yeah.
And you're done, you're hurt, you're on, here comes a guy, we start in
Here's
May. And it's taking away from, like, she's so devastated, she was just proposed to, she's so in love with him, and 6 weeks later, like... My most devastating breakup, it literally took me like 3 years.
Years. Oh, years.
You know, and now it just feels like, okay, then were you not so much in love with him?
Yeah, what was the point
And
then?
Now here comes four guys. I wasn't ready for it. And Becca's ready for it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I was like, whoa, I didn't want any of the men there. I didn't even want, I needed like a week just for her to get introduced as
Bachelorette. But that's production. If you had 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
If they had aired that breakup 6 weeks ago,
just give us a little time.
And then last night named her as the Bachelorette, you would our brains would be able to compute that more than one night and the next night.
I love how much we like really care and dive in.
I know
to
it's
this,
ridiculous.
Like,
I know.
I love it. But I like feel like my chemicals get jangled. I like my cells are crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about these dweebs that came out?
Okay. So wait. We're not there yet. So then they bring out all the girls and they're all finding the camera.
Right.
Sisterhood. We're soul friends. Can the show start now? And then Becca M, as she was leaving, her dress was almost like, it was almost like she'd ripped off half of Becca M's, like she was, like if you watched her, it was almost like she was walking up. Her dress was a little odd, and like it was like a bra, and I mean, look, I've worn some sheer and under, but like when she was leaving, it felt like she was just in like tidy whiteies and like a half skirt. You know what? It might be what I would wear if I got out of the limo.
Yeah, it was like a see-through like wedding dress.
Her skirt was like coming off, or maybe that was the
Wait,
way
are
she
you
was
talking about
it.
Tia?
No, Becca. The way she was walking off, her like when they got kicked off the stage,
she lifted up that. It was a big poofy skirt.
Yeah,
it was a really big skirt.
And then it looked like she was just wearing like underwear and like carrying.
It
felt like her dress ripped. And she goes, "Let's just do the damn thing." And then he goes, "I like it, boss." It's like, guess what? A woman can have some like gumption without being like, "Whoa, women's life. She works. She's the boss." It's like,
I have to say, I was really over Chris Harrison last night.
Me too.
It hurts me. That's a breakup I won't get over in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So then here
I don't trust him.
Here, I know it's gonna be hard for you. We're gonna.
It really is.
We're all
gonna
have to go
really
to
like
Sayulita together.
I really do.
So then we're gonna have to. So then out comes Lincoln. He's the first one out. He's got a. He talked too long.
Too long.
Oh my God.
Get off. Get
Jesus.
Off the stage.
He had an accent. He had a bow tie.
Not gonna help.
I fast forwarded. I was like,
God.
After like the first
too much.
7 minutes,
said,
I was like, he does move.
Oh, Katie likes him.
I liked him, but so long.
I liked him, but it was too long. But I'm sure he was nervous.
Yeah.
And then we have this cheesy guy, Chase, who came out and he goes, "Look at that face. I hope to be that open door."
Ugh.
And then at first, the banjo guy had promise. He was cute, but then he was just clearly, he didn't say anything about her. He was just like, "I sing banjo songs." Like,
oh, see, I thought at first he was like, "Oh, he's going to come out and play banjo."
He was adorable.
And then
I thought
he was the only one that really was just looking at her and not looking at the audience and like, "Oh, girl." But he just was looking at her saying, "I'm looking, I like him now."
He said, "I've heard great things about you," meaning
he doesn't know her.
But he didn't watch the show. He didn't like choose her to like come. Like, maybe
I like him.
Do they have these five guys in the can? So it doesn't matter.
It like, doesn't matter. They don't know who the Bachelorette is.
Yeah.
No, and none of the contestants ever know.
That's not true. Well, I actually, my friend worked on the show. So apparently, they gather people and then they say like, who do you really want to be the Bachelor? So say one year it would be like Peter and I don't know who else was there, like Eric, right?
Right.
So then they start, cause it keeps doing the ads. So they go, okay, Aaron's in the Eric camp, Arden's in the Peter camp, and they know who's like the diehard there for them. So then when the person gets picked, they have sort of their cuckoos for any of them.
Right.
But then they have their ones that are there for that camp.
pre-sorted.
So they've got at least four or five people that are definitely there.
Yeah. Like we got some for Kenny. We got some for Ben Z. We got some. We've got them pre-sorted depending on who.
It looked like they pulled these five right outside the Pier 1
they
imports.
Did. Well, Ari worked there. They were for Ari. As assistant manager. Yeah. So then we have Darius came out. He apologized on behalf of his gender. And then Blake brought a horse. And then and he goes, when you fall off your horse, you got to get back up in the saddle. And then she didn't want to get up in that high slit.
No.
It was the wrong side. He should have put her up on the other side with the
slit. Well, she was playing along, though.
But she did it. And they said, it's May 28th, you guys.
Wait, hold on. Can we point out the fact that Chase...
I liked the guy with the horse. I liked the horse.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I
thought they were cute afterwards because you couldn't see what they were saying, and I thought their body language was cute when they were playing the horse.
But he kept flicking his tongue out like Voldemort.
I did not see that.
He stuck his tongue out like a reptile twice.
Yeah.
And to me, his face looks like...
He looked a little creepo to me.
He looks like someone who's been... Okay, this is going to be very controversial. Oh. He had the face of a child pleaser who has been...
in the most controversial, will you accept this rose podcast of all time?
Oh, my God.
There's something about him that weirded me out. But I also understand what Katie was saying because I felt bad that I was feeling that way and wondering if it's something I would be comfortable saying to you guys.
Of course, you could say anything.
And then I realized, well, they are talking and it does seem, but something about him,
I went 0 for 5. I literally was like...
I liked Banjo until he didn't... I felt like, oh, you
I get it.
I felt like, oh, you just want a recording contract. I really liked Banjo.
No one's making deals with banjo players.
He was cute.
You want a banjo player, you get Steve Martin.
Go get four other banjo players, make a band called Passion Bucket, and keep it moving.
He reminded me of James Taylor and like not in a good way.
Yeah. I don't like James Taylor.
The Sayer songwriter?
He turned out to be such a bad guy.
I know.
He is gross. You guys, you ready to do Tweet of the Week?
Yes.
All right.
How do you beat Steve Valentine?
It's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Jenny Hunt at Genesuela. I can't wait to see Ross get out of that limo dressed as a dolphin. That's really good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's Becca's old fiance who came to winter in Peru.
Oh, that's funny.
Really
that's
really good.
Funny. That's a sleeper. That's
I can't wait to see Ross get out of that limo dressed as a dolphin.
That's
There's
good.
So many twisteroos.
There's so many in there.
That's
you're
a well-crafted joke.
That's at least metal stand.
Yeah,
that's
really
that's okay. We have Laura Chiarala. I'm sorry if I butcher this. Laura Chiarala at Laura's. Operator. Becca M's earrings get bigger every time she comes on one of the live shows. Next time, she's going to go on with two small purses hanging from her ears. Lauren Johnson at words_by_LJJ. Ari, I have no excuse for this. It's on me. Also, Ari, my list of excuses include, but are not limited to, the pressure, the show, Chris Harrison telling me it was the final rose, not wearing a sweater that day, all the alpacas around me randomly.
That's really
you guys
good.
Are swinging hard.
These guys are good. This is a really strong showing.
Yeah. All right, this is C. Valentine at, that's what it's called, C. Valentine
I thought it was Steve.
Okay,
C. Valentine.
C. Valentine at Deadpan Dolores. Passion Bucket, it was what Jason calls his wife's asshole.
Salad. I can't. It's just so funny.
Oh, my God. And we have, this is Lori. This is our Lori. Team Becca at @batch_Lori. Chris Harrison, Lauren, I can't imagine what's going on in your head right now. Lauren, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that. We didn't even discuss that.
Oh, my God. That killed me.
That summarized all of Lauren's season in one moment.
Yes.
Oh, I'm torn for number two. I'm torn between I can't wait to see Ross get out of that limo dressed as a dolphin and the I have no excuse for this one. What do you think is number two?
I have no excuse.
I have no excuse.
Okay, so it's down to this.
Oh, these are hard.
It's down to Lauren Johnson at words_by_LJJ. Ari, I have no excuse for this. It's on me. Also, Ari. My list of excuses include, but are not limited to, the pressure, the show, Chris Harrison telling me it was the final rose, not wearing a sweater that day, all of the alpacas around me randomly.
Yeah.
And C. Valentine at Deadpan Dolores, Passion Bucket is what Jason calls his wife's asshole.
Okay, here, this is my vote.
Okay.
You somehow incorporate Passion Bucket. we've also given.
You know, you can't. You got to pick one.
Valentine has received more airtime than you any other quote of the week.
Ever.
And that other joke is a finely crafted,
but it's a great joke. There were so many great jokes. I got to go Passion Bucket.
Passion Bucket.
Passion Bucket. Any other week, the list wins because I love a list.
It was a great list, too. I'm obsessed with lists in my own stand-up.
It's so good.
Passion Bucket is going to make me laugh for in 5 years. I'm going to go with Passion Bucket.
The winner of the final episode of this season of Ari, Passion Bucket, C. Valentine at Dead Van Dolores. Passion Bucket is what Jason calls his wife's asshole.
It's just too funny.
Oh my God.
It's really good. It's so good.
Oh my God. You guys, don't forget, in between, we have our new Patreon page, WYATR. Go there. There's all sorts of fun things if you miss us in the interim. But more than, we're also going to be at Moon Tower. Moon Tower.
Yay, I'm coming to Moon Tower. Yeah. We're going to
And Jasmine and Alexis, I think, are coming. They're gonna teach Padgett how to slide in into a hotel DM so she doesn't have to pay for it. And
I'm scared. I will be writing sponsored content.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's only fair that you let people know.
And we'll be dancing at Barbarella.
Oh my
Thursday.
God! Yeah, we go dancing, Barbarella.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to come on Thursday. So we go dancing Thursdays of the night.
Fine.
Okay. And then we are going to. Here we go. I'm going to read one email. I'll just pick a random email. There's been so many good emails. Oh, this is from Anna's friend, Keegan Luttrell in Berlin. I'm also a friend of Anna's. I've had countless conversations with her about the Bachelor franchise as well as your show. Your show is like crack. I live in Berlin. Aww. So with the time difference, I watch The Bachelor and I immediately check my phone throughout the day like a goddamn internet stalker to see when you post. I'll post your show. I've even messaged Anna on the reg asking her when it will be out. Seriously, can't get enough. Y'all are hilarious. And I'm not sure what I was doing all these years watching this reality trash and not getting your commentary. It is seriously the only way to watch The Bachelor from here on out for me. Come on, Keegan. So sweet. Thank you for listening from Berlin.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. Like us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Don't forget our new website, rosepodcast.com. Thank you, Nerdist. And the Patreon page is /WYATR. Katie, thank you for picking us up on Nerdist all these years ago. Nerdist, thank you for having us on. We've loved being on Nerdist, and we are psyched to go independent. And it's just, you just find us on our Rose podcast, and there's going to be links for all the Spotify and iTunes, all those places. It's all going to be the same. Everything's up there. So Anna and I built it all weekend. She did all the heavy lifting, let's be real. So I'm not going to bother plugging this in because it's going to sound terrible, but I am going to put it on speaker.
Are you going to do it a cappella?
I'm going to do it a cappella. Will you guys sing? It's my new cover band, Passion Bucket. We're going to be singing this out.
Are you guys ready for the Passion Bucket?
Here we go. I'm hitting play. And it takes a second. You know it takes a
ow.
Won't you bring your Passion Bucket closer to my face?
I'm sorry. I'm the eunuch inspector. I'm the chief eunuch inspector. Where's your tea bag necklace you're not wearing?
Oh, God. It rests so gently on my clavicle. You know,
I
get a low-hanging balls
I
on
love
my
that.
Clavicle. Oh.
I love that.
There's the speaker.
I'm going to do special episodes with Lori. You can ask her anything. I might have done Dean. Just fucking email us what you want. Okay, bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.